to rush with the things of the Lord, but we better make a start. Otherwise, we'll push out Brother Howard's time. Should we just bow our heads and pray at this time? Once again, precious Jesus, come before you once again. And
all things, Lord Jesus, Lord, you know, Lord, what's on each heart at this time, Lord, and we just commit all these things into your hands, Lord. Pray a blessing upon this service this afternoon, Lord, and the communion as we come around the table of remembrance, Lord, and knowing, Lord, that you shed your precious blood for us, Lord, that you might wash away our sins, Lord, and clothe us in your righteousness, Lord, that we could stand before your throne of grace, Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord, this afternoon. Give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just sing number 429, Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Come on and sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna.
Amen.
number 160, hold to God's unchanging hand, and then I'll ask Brother Pessa, you know, take it, your family, going to bring an item this afternoon, and then we'll have testimonies after that as well.
Time is filled with swift transition, nor of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand.
Things on hopes on things eternal. Thank you, Brother Pessa. And
Anointed preachers this morning, and it really connects. This song has been sung by a lady from Britain, forgot where she was from in part of Britain, but she was about 40 years old and was about to die of cancer, and she really stayed in communion and really dreamed of how Jacob went to flee away from his brother Esau, and then he stayed in a little bit idle and homesick and stuff, coming through the night, and then she dreamed it all the way from God to the earth. There was a steps, and the angels were coming to her. That's where she was really dreaming of. She was gonna die. Of course, she was gonna die, but she really wanted to be like Jacob, near to God in that dream. So, in fact, no matter how we are, my wife has been cancer, but praise the Lord, after the operation, she still lives. Otherwise, she should have been like this lady. Anyway, No matter what, how we are, we should be happy. God is there, will be with us. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll be having testimonies at this time. Thank you, Brother Piercer, for sharing. Is there any testimonies at this time of the Lord's goodness? Even though he's good all the time, is there something you would like to share this afternoon? Right from Sister Mel. Thank you, Brother Lee.
Thank the Lord. Yesterday, Robert was raking leaves up at the back of our place, and he got a full bag of leaves, and he was in the shed, and excuse me, and then he came inside, and he says, "Oh," he says, "I've lost one of my hearing aids." So he went out to look. We looked all inside, and we couldn't find it anywhere, and so he just said, "Well, I'll have to go and get another set or something." But anyway, during the night, I heard this noise, and I thought it was the next door neighbours because they were in the shed, and their shed, and it was next to ours. And I thought, now what's that noise? And anyway, I didn't take any more notice. So this morning, when I went out the car to come, I heard this noise, this ringing in the shed, and I thought, now what's that? I looked all around on the floor, on the bench, and I couldn't find anything. Then it dawned on me, Robert's hearing aid. So I went back inside and I called Robert outside. Of course, he's deaf and he can't see too well. But anyway, I said, it's in one of those bags. He had a full bag of leaves, and then he had a bag with a bit in that he was still filling. And I said, well, it's in one of these bags. I could, when I realized it was his hearing aid, one of these bags. And I thought, oh, it's not the one with the leaves, and it was a big one. So anyway, he emptied it out, and I stayed with him because I say he can't see very well. And I looked, and we scuffled all on the concrete there, spread it all out, and I said, well, here's one bit here. So I got one bit. That was the hanging bit, I think, whatever it is, I don't know, hanging on his ear. And I found that bit, and then we scraped around again, and we found the other bit. I said, oh, here's the other bit. He couldn't see it, but I could, mind you, the whole thing that we dumped out was all grey, and his hearing aids are grey. So anyway, so he picked it up and put the thing, and I came to church. So it is broken, but, I mean, it can be fixed. But what really blessed me was when he picked them up out, and I said, they were just by my shoe, and he picked it up, and he says, thank you, Jesus. And I thought, well, thank you, Lord. I had to start. I had a long way to go, but praise God. Thank you, Lord. But I do, because sister and I had prayed that we'd find them. And I mean, I heard this noise, this ringing noise, and I didn't know what it was because our bedroom's near the thing. And wasn't I went out in the car and I thought, what's that noise? I looked at the lights, I looked all around. Then it dawned on me. I went over and was in one of the bags. So I really do thank the Lord. But I thanked when he said out loud, thank you, Lord. I thought, praise the Lord, that's a good start. Thank you, Lord.
Was there any others? Down the back. Thank you, Lee.
He gave his heart to the Lord, and he said, what a fool I've been. And he was really swept over by the Spirit of God, repented. And although he's very ill, I'm praying for a miraculous recovery. So praise God.
Any more? On from Brother Pesa? Yeah, you can probably use that. That'll be fine.
I really feel bad. We've been in and out for a while and then back, you know. It's just a matter of serving the Lord a couple of places, and we never have forgotten this beautiful place, and now we're back and we've seen some beautiful new faces, and all I'm saying is just praising the Lord, and I believe that our prayers has been answered all times, you know, bringing some beautiful faces, new faces. We all got, you know, and sorry to say that I've been a lot on news, you know, talking about how bad our world is getting into, you know. A lot of people, like the richest people in the world, they're trying to kill a lot. They just like feel like something like 80%, they like to kill the people of the world. That's what this disease, coronavirus, has been. It hasn't been created by itself. It's been created by people, bad people. And see how satanic and very not good people in the world, they hate, they don't like the creation of God. God has made us to be happy and to grow and wherever we're going to go and, you know, freely. But these people are trying to kill the world. Anyway, but praise the Lord, we are in the right places. We are with God. We are going to be saved. I am sure of that. We are here. We're good. We are on the right tracks. And I'm happy that we are here. No matter where we are, how we're going to be doing, but we are in the right places. I'm just happy to see all of you when we go and do this and that, here in this Auckland, and come back. But we're always happy to come back and see you. And we're hoping to grow more. And sorry, our daughter Malia has been pulling out to do some kind of mission. It's just Lord's, what Lord's want to do, will and stuff. But there is another daughter of us coming to represent her, and she's been singing good like Malia. Anyway, love you all and all the best. Love you to see you, Brother Des, and those new faces. Goodbye.
Praise the Lord. Nice to have you, Brother Des. Is now with us this time?
Yeah, I want you to watch where I go. Because it's over here. It isn't my testimony, but it's what the Lord does. I would really impress upon you folks, after the service, go and have a look at this beautiful, beautiful, huge tree here. I've noticed it at other times, but when it's been in spring and summer and it's got a lot of leaves, it's very nice. But it's winter now and it's bare as bare, but if you just follow those beams down, there's straight up ones that are going left, right on the far side. I've estimated it's about 45 meters high, but when you look at the width, it's about 45-50 meters wide as well. It's absolutely beautiful to observe. And I suggest, through this window here, have a look. It's really worth seeing, and I say thank you, Lord, for all his craftiness.
Praise the Lord. He's seen in his creation, hasn't he? If you'll take a moment to look at it. Let's just sing one more. Number 28, Let Me Walk, Blessed Lord.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, and speed to the land of love, tear every way to the sand and the Lord, fill my way every day with love, fill my way every day with love.
Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Malia isn't here, is she, Brother Pesa? Your daughter's not here, but she can sing. Very good. It's a real gift, and you use it for the Lord, Sister. I'm sure you will. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for people that can sing and play and all that. It's all part of the body of Christ. We're glad to have you here today, and we're not going to have a sermon as such. We're just going to really have a communion service. And I just hope we've got enough cups there, but my wife will be on the job. Do you think we've got enough, June? Enough cups for this crowd? Anyway, not a problem. We can soon top up. We've got them out here. And we just pray it'll be a blessing to you. Who loves the Lord this afternoon? Good testimonies. Praise God, what God is doing in hearts. We just thank Him for that. Hallelujah. Who felt the presence of the Lord this morning? I did. I had to hold myself back. You would have had a crazy preacher in your midst. I just felt like praising Him. And to think when we get a hold of God, it changes everything. It's not getting a hold of the church or getting a hold of the preacher, or it's getting a hold of the Lord. And I just thank Him for His presence here today. So we're just going to have this communion time that the Lord has instituted for us. And I pray it'll be a blessing to us. I was talking to Brother Taz this afternoon, and I just thought I might just mention this for now. That, well, shall we just pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee this afternoon, Lord, as we come around Your table that You gave to us. We pray, Lord, that You'll really bless it to our hearts, Lord, and make it live in every life. Lord, You gave it, and we believe Your Holy Spirit will be here to quicken it to everyone. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. So maybe we can just stand for the reading of God's Word from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Now, this is Paul writing. We know Paul wasn't there. He wasn't even saved at that point. But the Holy Spirit later on showed him this. That's why he said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of Me.' After the same manner, also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me.'" As oft. And I want to say this, that if you're a believer, you should do all in your power not to miss the communion service. This is very important. This is your salvation on a table. And you've got to realize that. You've got to, this is, if you are a part of this, you should, you know, you believe that the Lord's blood was shed for you, you should be here. I'm not talking to you guys, but to anybody that should be here to spend time. This is a great honor. And but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drinketh that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to tarry one for another. Therefore, brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. So may God just bless His word. You may be seated. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to bring this thought to you because it's His word. The Lord left us, this is an ordinance, what they call an ordinance. The Lord's table is an ordinance. And the Lord left us three ordinances before he went. The one we have here, communion. And the other one was water baptism. And the third one is foot washing. Now, we have practiced foot washing many times in this church, not of late, for obvious reasons. But we have done that. It's not just for the Roman Catholic Church. I know they do it. But I know a lot of churches do. And I just want to read what the Lord says about it, because it's really lovely. And it's very important that we understand this. So we're going to turn to John 13, verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Isn't that great? He loved us unto the end. He's with us all the way to glory. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, he laid aside his garments, and he took a towel and girded himself. We do that normally with a towel when we're doing it. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, dear brother Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, he was set down again and said unto them, This is a question. Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example. Here's an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Then he says, If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. That's very clear. God's word is full of revelation. And what the foot washing does, I remember the first time we had foot washing many years ago, probably about 70 years ago or more. And then I remember my father was introducing it to us, and then we came to wash one of his feet, so I was a bit shy, and I was only young. But I went up to my father, because we're all in a circle in the lounge. They have a very big lounge. We had the church there those days. And I knelt down, and when I knelt down to wash his feet in the bowl, the Spirit of God came upon me, and I bawled my eyes out as a kid. I was so overcome with love in my heart for my father. It was just not natural love. It was something that overwhelmed me. And I tell you, everyone else had the same experience. There's tears just flowing. because we're doing what Jesus said to do. It brings out the love of God in your heart for your brother and sister, not to make their feet clean. No, it's not that. It's a humbling down to wash one another's feet. And my dad always used to say when we had it, he says, you can't have something against somebody and wash their feet. It really cures you on the spot. So it was a really wonderful experience for me, and every time we've done it, we've always felt the presence of God. Sisters wash sisters' feet down the back, and the brothers wash their feet down the front, because we're still human, and we feel that's the right way to do it. And I tell you what, it was just really a blessing to do that. And Lord willing, we will one of these days. Normally we have it about four times a year, or thereabouts. And so I just pray the Lord will bless this time as we come to the communion. And we're just going to sing a song, Sister June. And then we'll come around the table and we'll serve the communion. And remember what he has done for us. This table is the Lord's table. It's a remembrance of what he has done for you. And he's given us emblems. The bread, which represents his broken body when we break it. His body was broken. He was really badly bruised. The Bible clearly states that. And his wounds were opened. And you could see some of his bones sticking out, because the Bible says, my bones stare at me, as David said. He did that. Who loves him? And he said, through this breaking of my body, you are healed. Yes. By my stripes, you are healed. So we say to people when we take the communion bread, you can be healed right where you are, saying, thank you, Lord, that your body was broken for me. Then he took the cup after he'd supped, saying, take this. This is my blood, which was shed for you. The wine represents the blood of Christ. It's not the blood of Christ, as the Catholics preach it, used to, until Martin Luther came along. This represents the blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed for you. And as you partake of taking it, you're saying, Lord, as I partake of this, I remember what you did for me. And Jesus said, eat ye all of it. You know, I just love that. Eat ye all of it. I want all of God. Who wants all of him? We want to eat whatever he's given us. May we eat it with a full heart of joy and appreciation and thankfulness to our Lord. So that is what the communion represents. And it's the communion. It's not the table and the glasses and the bread. That is not it. The communion is your fellowship with God. Your communion with God. And it's through the blood of Jesus Christ he brings us into that communion. Do you love the Lord? Isn't he wonderful? Does anyone love him? Say amen. Amen. So that's why I say it's so important for believers, when it comes to communion time, that we have communion. Hallelujah. And because we love the Lord and we want to be united with him. Just really good to be here. Just feel a good spirit here this afternoon. And we just pray that the Lord will bless it. So we're just going to sing a song, Sister June, as you come. And then we'll come around and partake of the communion. I like my wife playing the organ, because she often has a good song to sing. I'm sure she's got one coming up. What? When I saw the cleansing fountain, my daughter's up there on the computer. She's very fast. There it is. Let's stand to sing. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sins, I obeyed the Spirit's word. Sing the last verse. I just encourage you to come down and just form a semicircle or whatever. Brother Lee will come and direct you, of course. Thank you, Brother Lee. And just be careful with the cords, they're a bit tangled today. Just come around and then we'll take the communion together. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Transgressions.